Hey guys, it's Janelle.
And it is Trey.
And welcome back to
Sound Cookies.
Today's episode will be about Reddit questions. So Trey, I have a list of questions I would like you to answer. We will both answer them.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, number one, do you think socks and sliders are okay?
For the most part, yes. If your sandals or sliders are not grandpa sliders, then I think you're fine with it. I mean, it's just a casual fit, and so it's just whatever you see, whatever you put on. I mean, you just throw it on there, walk out. I think it's fine, to be honest.
I don't think it's okay for slippers, maybe? No.
Yeah, not slippers.
And not sandals, but like flip-flops, if they have that thing.
Definitely not flip-flops.
Yeah, no, that is not okay. But sliders, yeah, it's okay.
And I would classify sliders as ones that don't have the foot thing to split your toes. So that's what I would classify as a slider and not a flip-flop.
Yes. That's
definitely
okay.
Okay.
What is the dumbest thing you've gotten in trouble at school for?
Dumbest thing I think I got in trouble for was wearing a specific sock. I was wearing a sock with a specific leaf on it. And
right.
I was sent to ISS.
I think I remember that.
I couldn't take off my socks. I wasn't going to take off my socks. I need them to just wear. I'm not going to wear shoes without socks.
Yeah, I don't think
so. I had to sit in ISS for the whole day.
Yeah. Was it from our high school principal?
I would say he wasn't our principal, but yeah.
Yeah, he was.
It wasn't Mr. Williams. He's a principal.
Mr. Kirkpatrick. Oh, man. He loved me. He'd always get me out of trouble.
Yeah. He was
I love him. He's always nice to me. I think the dumbest thing I have ever gotten in trouble for at school was, I was in elementary school.
Wow. Elementary school.
Yes. I was like, hey, guys, it's helling outside. And the kid next to me goes, oh my god, you just said a bad word. And I was like, no, I didn't. I said helling. They were like,
you're still saying it wrong.
Yeah, I know. I know it's hailing, but I was saying helling. And the kid like told the teacher, and the teacher got me in detention. So,
wow.
And
was that Birmingham?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Okay. Why do you think food ASMR is popular?
Can you explain to me food ASMR? I never really heard of it.
Food ASMR is basically you get a mic, very sensitive mic. You get food and you eat it really close up to the mic, so you hear every little thing. What's going on inside your mouth?
So why would I want to know what's going on in someone else's mouth?
I don't know.
Yeah.
People will eat food on camera and make it sound like really. Ugh. Yeah, it's very, I mean, I get it with dogs, like when they do that, I think it's okay, but like with,
that's weird.
I like it.
You
it's
like
cute.
Watching and hearing a dog eat their food?
It's cute, yeah.
How is it cute at all?
I don't know.
That's like a baby just eating their food and spinning it back up.
No.
Like that's not satisfying.
Well, I'll show you a video.
I don't think I want to see a video of someone eating their food.
No, okay. Well, anyways, I don't know why it's popular.
It shouldn't be popular,
and
but
you,
anything is popular.
You should know that my biggest pet peeve is smacking.
Yeah.
I hate smacking. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I get on to you every single time you do it.
I don't do it often.
No, you don't. But when you do, I really point it out.
Yeah. I mean, some people just don't know how to eat. And some people don't care how they eat. They just gob, gob, gob.
Oh, I hate it. Okay. Do you think self-driving cars will be normal in the future?
Yeah, I do. And eventually, people will learn how to drive. Because most of the time, they don't. And I know a couple people that don't know how to drive. So I think it would be very popular because people are lazy and don't feel like putting in the time to get better at driving.
I feel like that's another reason why it would be normal in the future, but also because we only have so much oil.
Mm-hmm.
and we need to conserve that oil. So,
but what does that have to do with anything about self-driving?
It's electric.
Oh, so you're assuming it would be all electric cars? Yeah. Oh, okay. Because that's different, because there's self-driving cars that are not electric.
Is there?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That they're just regular cars, just have the technology for self-driving.
What?
They don't have to be electric cars to be a self-driving car.
Oh.
They just need the technology in there, like a Bluetooth.
Well,
or
then let's take back what I said, because I'm just being stupid.
But, I mean, eventually, yeah, it'll all be electric cars, and they will be all connected, everything to a specific battery. But for the most part, it doesn't have to be electric.
Okay. Next question. What is something you can do dash by to make your home better?
To make my home better? I would say have it clean. I mean, a clean home is better to move around in.
No. Like, what would you do to make your home better?
Home better?
Not besides cleaning. Like, what would
you buy? Solar panels?
Solar panels?
Yeah, I mean, that's free energy when the sun's out.
I think I would buy like a hammock chair.
A hammock chair will make your home better?
Yes. It'd be my favorite spot.
That's not making your home better. That's making you have a very comfortable spot.
Okay, maybe you misunderstood. Maybe I mispronounced. Maybe, I don't know. Let me put it in a different way. What would you buy to make you your home
feel more homey?
For you, yeah.
So, feel more homey.
I guess, yes.
Okay, yeah. Me personally, I would have bean bags everywhere.
Yes. I mean, we kind of already have bean bags everywhere.
Things that would make me feel comfortable, you know, like make it feel like this is your home and no one else's home.
Yeah, like I want to paint the walls.
Yeah, stuff like
that. But not like just one color. Like I want it to be like I don't know, space, you know?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Yeah. And
just more things that would make it more of a you place and not an everybody place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, those chairs that hang from the ceiling, but instead of that, you get like this little thing that sits on the floor to hang off of.
I kind of like a hammock.
Yeah, it's like a hammock.
But it's a small chair.
Yes.
I understand.
Okay, next question. What is something that you grew up thinking that was normal?
Something I grew up thinking that was normal.
What is something that you thought when you were a kid that you thought was normal, but when you grew up found out it wasn't?
I thought it was normal to, let's see, I would have to think.
Well, how about I say mine? You already know this, but when I was little, my mom, she didn't know why I did it until I told her, and she was like, oh my God, really? And I was like, yes. I would drink ketchup packets. Not because I liked it, I hated it. I forced myself to drink ketchup packets because I thought ketchup was blood, and my heart couldn't produce enough blood, so I had to drink ketchup in order to survive.
And you thought ketchup was blood?
Yes.
Wow.
And I had to drink it in order to survive.
Wow. And you just assumed ketchup was blood and that people were selling it less than a dollar.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, because you kind of need it to survive, right? That's what I thought.
And you need it on your fries, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah, I soaked my fries in ketchup.
That's pretty cannibalism, I say. but okay. I personally, I don't know. I thought it was normal to, I don't know. I don't have a quick answer to that. I would have to seriously think about that. Come back to me on that one.
Okay. What is the most awkward place to make eye contact with a stranger?
In the bathroom.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Like through the cracks of the stalls.
Yep.
When they walk by and they look at you.
That's definitely an definite one up there.
Yeah.
Making eye contact in the bathroom.
Yes.
Because you're trying to get in there, mind your business, and people are just staring at you and you're just like.
Well, I mean, you guys have urinals, so you don't really have cracks that you have to look at. You just look at the person. It's even more awkward when you're trying to pee and someone looks in the stall through the crack of the door.
Yeah, I would assume
It's very awkward. But the reason why they do is to see if anybody's in there.
Yeah, even though it's locked and they should see the feet or look above. But either way, that's weird. So I understand.
Okay. Next one. What is the weirdest rule you had to follow growing up?
I would say the weirdest one, I'm thinking of more of a school type of rule. Mm-hmm. As in no one talking and having to put a bubble in your mouth. That's the first thing that pops up in my head. I never understood that, but I did it anyways, and I did it.
I think it's just because, you know, teachers trying to make it more fun.
More fun putting a bubble in your mouth?
Yeah, sounds
fun. Well, when I thought about it as a kid, I thought I had to hold my breath. So
the whole time you're like walking in the line.
I never
you pass really... out before you get to the bathroom.
I never did it because I couldn't hold my breath longer than 2 minutes. So when they turned around and my mouth wasn't in a bubble, I stopped holding my breath. So I was like, I can't just keep doing this. This is torture. Please stop making me do this.
Torture.
So every time they asked me, I was like, that's the weirdest rule I've ever heard someone do. Put a bubble in my mouth. They never said not to hold your breath. So I never understood it. So it was weird for me.
I think the weirdest rule that I had to follow when I was growing up was I couldn't say fart. I couldn't say fart. I had to say toot.
Yeah, I could see that.
It was really weird. I didn't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Because fart's not a bad word.
Fart is not a bad word. It's more of a...
like a disgusting...
disgusting word than toot, though. I can understand that. Or poot. Toot, poot, toot. It's a... toot is a little funnier than fart.
Well, so. Yeah, because my mom would always get on to me. She'd be like, don't say that word. Say toot. Don't say fart.
Toot, toot. That's weird.
Yeah, and I'll be like, that's just toot it.
Yeah, toot is a weird word. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Okay, next question. This is the last question.
Okay.
What is the best thing to say when someone knocks on the bathroom door?
Best thing to say is when I say is this restroom / toilet is occupied. I say that one. I use someone is in here. I use hello, I'm busy. But for the most part, I keep the door locked and you don't have to say anything if I don't feel like it. So I keep it short because I don't want to make it too awkward. And it could be anybody on the other side. So I just say, this is occupied. You can keep it moving. All right? I'm making business in here.
You're going to laugh at what I do. This is what I do every single time. I'm gonna demonstrate it. Are you ready?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Alrighty, okay.
No.
Understand. That makes sense.
That's all I say is I scream no. That's what I do. I just no.
And so, then, is there any situation where you say yes?
No. I mean, unless it's in like my house or my home or something.
Well,
and my dad knocks on the bathroom door whenever I'm in the bathroom or something. He does it all the time, and every time he does it, I just go either yeah or what. Like I never ever say more than one word when someone knocks
because
on the bathroom door.
You're busy.
Yes, and if I'm peeing, I go like I go. They knock and I go. I hold it and I'm like, what or no?
Oh Lord.
it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, everyone and when they're in the bathroom, that's their alone time. So for the most part, they're trying to be left alone. So when someone is there at the other door trying to figure out if who's in there or should I go open a door, because some people don't even lock the door when they're in there. That's a forced habit for me. So people could easily just not knock on a door and just completely walk in. So at least they're knocking.
I mean, one time I was using the restroom and the thing was kind of broken, but it was the only one left, right?
What thing?
The lock thing on the stall. Okay. It was kind of broken. So I just got done using the restroom. I was turning around to flush the toilet. I bend down making, okay, listen, my butt is facing towards the door.
Oh, Lord.
Pants are down.
Oh, God.
I bend down to pull up my pants, and someone swings open the door. And I'm like, whoop, and I don't know what to do, so I just fall to the ground.
Oh, my gosh. That is an embarrassing story. I did not want to hear that.
Well, it happened. I mean, that's, I mean, I don't know what else to do to just fall to the ground, you know?
I didn't want to hear that. That's weird.
But what about, okay, so today we had warnings from everyone that there is a pretty bad storm coming.
Yes.
So me and Trey, we go to get some groceries from the grocery store, and we're trying to hurry up. We go to this restaurant, and we're eating, and we go, we're like, every 2 minutes, we get the waiter over to our table.
Mm-hmm.
We're hogging our food down. We're like, we don't even finish our food.
We definitely were trying to get out of there so we can get back home. So for the cars to get under the little mat.
Yes. The TV goes off. It's like, mwah, mwah. And I'm like, great, the purge is coming now. So we're eating our food, the bill comes, and I think our waitress was like confused on why we were trying to get out of there so fast.
Well, I think she understood, especially since the TV went on the service thing telling everybody that it was gonna be a severe warning sign.
Yeah.
So hopefully she knew what we were trying to do. Yeah. Get back home.
Yeah, so we get back. I park under the roof thingy for the cars, and you know my rule, one trip, groceries,
yes.
One trip.
You gotta get all the groceries and the food from the restaurant. Oh, and the drinks.
Yes,
in one trip.
Trey carried the drinks and the food. I carried all the groceries, all of them.
Mm.
All 10 bags. And my arms were on fire. But the things I do for one trips.
Yes.
Especially up three flights of stairs.
It takes a lot less. I mean, you don't want to keep going back to the car. So one trip,
three flights of stairs.
I think it's good.
It's a good workout. It's my workout for the day.
Yeah, definitely.
So we get home, we put everything up, and it starts raining, and I'm like, okay, turn everything off. Turn your games
pause
off.
TV.
Pause the TV. Turn everything off. I want to listen. Then all of a sudden, it just thud. I'm like, oh my god, get away from the windows. Like, it was super loud.
Yeah, it felt like rocks coming down the freaking ceiling. I didn't understand it. The cats were telling us
they were hot.
They wanted to go under the bed. They were just freaking out everywhere.
They were running up the walls. So I go outside, and there's like tons of people out there worrying about their car, and I'm just laughing because I parked my car underneath the thing.
The tarp.
Yeah, because I love my car. I love my car so much. If anything were to happen to my car, I think I'd cry. So
I think a lot of people would cry. Because
I would, yeah. I'd cry for
the
like
cars are,
months.
Are things that get us through life.
Yeah.
Literally.
My car is my best friend.
Yes, I understand.
But anyways, guys, we have 3 new members of the family. We got new fish.
Yes, new fish and all different kinds of species.
Yes, so
and
we.
I love them.
I love them too. We originally had one fish. Our fish's name, it's a black mare or mar or something.
Black Moor.
Yeah, Black Moor. And his name is Roman.
He is a beautiful creature.
Yes, he is. So we got 2 goldfish, and then we got this other. What's the other one?
The 2 comets. And we got the.
2 comets and.
I think they're all comets. And then 1 goldfish. Let's just say goldfish.
1 goldfish.
I'm assuming he's a goldfish.
So,
he's gold.
Yes. So we named it.
We named 1 Roman, 1 Simon.
No, Roman is the one that we already have. We already told him. We have
Roman,
Simon, which
Simon.
Is the goldfish. We have Comet. Comet? Pearl.
Pearl.
Pearl. Sorry. Pearl. We have Pearl.
Okay.
And we have Fergie.
And that's a weird name for
a fish. I named the fish Fergie
alrighty.
Because of the tail. It's Fergalicious, you know?
That makes no sense.
It's so delicious.
You're thinking of eating our fish?
No.
You just said they were our children.
They are. But Fergie can get whatever type of fish she wants. She's a beautiful fish.
We're assuming it's a she.
It's a she.
Okay. All right. Let's take it's a she then.
So we go to, when we're at Walmart, we buy these little jellyfish things that we put in the tank, and it's actually really cool.
Well, let me tell you, she kind of ripped the string off it before she even put it in there.
Yeah, I ripped it, so I had to tie it back to the jellyfish. I didn't.
You just assumed it was an extra string.
Yeah, I was like, what is this string doing here, yank?
My goodness.
We also bought like little fake plants for the tank. I know I want to get real plants, but the last time I got a real plant, it just died. So
yeah, fish die if you, not fish. Are we talking about
plants?
Fish? Plants. Talking about plants.
Jeez.
Plants die if you're darn kept, and they just can't live forever in the,
so
in the tank.
We buy this skull. And it looks really cool in the tank. The fish can swim in and out of it and everything. There's a hole in the back of the skull they can swim in and out of. But while we're checking out of Walmart, what happened?
This lady was doing our cashier thing. She was running each bag. Everything's good.
But each when she
gets to the skull,
she stops.
She stops and says, "Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hold that one for me? I can't touch it." And
I ask her, I'm like, "Oh, is that like a superstitious thing?" And I pick it up and she scans it.
At first, we both look at each other like, what is she talking about?
Yeah, because I didn't know what she was asking me to hold.
So,
and I was like, what are you asking? The skull?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I was like, the skull? And she was like, yeah.
Yeah, the skull. I'm not going to touch it. I'm just like, well, okay. Alrighty. You know, just pick it up.
I scan it. I ask her.
Puts it in the bag.
Yeah, and I ask her and I'm like, oh, is it like a superstitious thing? Or is it like bad luck or something? Because I'm trying to like figure out why she won't touch the skull.
Mm-hmm.
She has yet to tell me why.
She just was like, oh,
she was just
no,
like, I just can't. I just can't touch it. I just can't. And I'm like, oh,
alrighty.
Okay.
That was, it's just, it was an odd thing because we weren't expecting it. I am assuming you're just gonna.
It's
scan
just
the
like
ticket.
It's a fish thing. Yeah. Like it's a fish home. Why can't you touch it?
I mean, I don't
it's
know.
It's plastic.
Maybe she didn't like the Pirates of the Caribbean or something. I honestly do not know.
I mean, I wonder how she is at Halloween.
Oof, she probably turns off her light and doesn't let people come trick-or-treat.
Probably.
Something weird. I don't know.
It was so weird, though. I don't know why she wouldn't tell me. Maybe it's like something, I don't know, maybe.
So maybe a superstition.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But when I asked her if it was like, you know, if it was like a
religious thing?
No. What did I say? I was like, oh, is it like some superstitious thing, or is if I touch it, if is it bad luck or something?
Yeah,
I
you
asked
said
her that.
Bad luck.
Yeah, I asked her that, and she just said, I just can't touch it.
Yeah, she was adamant about not being touched.
She was very quiet too. Like,
it was an
awkward.
Odd experience. Definitely.
I don't know. But I want to give a shout out to this girl at Subway. She gave me a free lemon cookie. I really appreciate it. It was really good. And I hope you listen to this podcast. And Trey, is there anything else you would like to say?
I think that is it. I love everyone still keeping up with us. I mean, we're a little late for our podcast, but I appreciate you still listening. But for the most part, I think that is it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys, are all cookie monsters, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Alrighty guys. Have a good night.
Bye.